Kedushas Levi for Parshas Mishpatim. Perach of Dalit is the last part of the Parsha, which means that the Berditcher skips over all the Mishpatim. And he goes straight to the end of the Parsha, where the Torah once again seems to review some of the details of Kabbalah Satorah, events that took place during Kabbalah Satorah, before Kabbalah Satorah, after Kabbalah Satorah. Machlokas Rishonim exactly when some of these things took place. But the Pasuk says, Perach of Dalit Pasuk Aleph, that's what the Berditcher is commenting on. Vel Moshe Amar, Alei El Hashem, Ata Va'aro Nadav Aviu, V'shivim Mizikne Yisrael, V'shtachavisa Merachok. V'shtachavisa Merachok. The Pasha Pshat and V'shtachavisa, we usually translate V'shtachavisa as you should bow from a distance, right? V'shtachavisa means you should serve. You should perform avoda. Perform avoda for a distance. However, Pasuk Beis, V'nigash Moshe Levadav El Hashem. But Moshe is going to get to go closer. So the Berditcher says, what's the inyan of Rachok and Karov when we talk about Hashem? What makes someone closer to Hashem, farther from Hashem? If Hashem fills all of reality, what does it mean to be close to God? What does it mean that a Jew is not practicing his Yiddishkeit, is far from Hashem? What does it mean to be far from Hashem? Hashem fills the whole world. There's no place in the world that's far from God. So the Berditcher explains the concept of Rachok and Karov. Yesh lomar. Dihinei habore baruchu atzlo, yesh kiviyachol shnei b'chinos. When it comes to understanding or approaching or connecting to Hashem, there are two aspects of our relationship with Him. Rachok v'karov. Distant and close. What does that mean? B'chinas rachoku, the concept, the idea of rachok is sh'anu ma'aminim sh'a'or ein sof baruchu kadmon l'chol ha'kedumim. That we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preceded everything. Hashem was not created and we are created beings. And therefore, by definition, the fact that He always was, and we only more recently came to be, by definition, it's not possible for a human mind, a limited human mind, to grasp the infinite mind of Hashem. That's what it means, rachok. There's an aspect of Hashem that we have no shaychus to, and not only us, not only Basar Vadam, but angels as well. Ki ef shor l'machshava l'asigo, the human mind cannot grasp Him. Machmas d'hamachshava hu mechudash. Because our intellect, our mind, even the most brilliant minds, are what? Are created. There's something new. They weren't always. They didn't always exist. But Kadosh Baruch Hu kadmon l'kol. But Kadosh Baruch Hu always existed. It goes back to what we're talking about in Lekut Amarim, that we only see one slice of the picture, and Hashem has the full picture. Ve'ein shum ofan v'saraf, no angel, the ofanim, the srafim, all the different angelic beings, asher yasigo so, not a single one of them. We think, oh, well, I can't understand the Rav Yashiv. Zatzal could have understood. No, not true. Well, maybe Rav Yashiv couldn't understand, but maybe the Vilna Gaon could have understood. No, not true. Maybe the Vilna Gaon couldn't understand, maybe Avraham Avinu understood. No, no one understood. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. No one understood. No one understands the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not human beings, not angels. Ki ul amalim in hasaga. Because he's beyond any form of understanding. Vizel b'chinos rachok, shu rachok umuvdal min hasaga. And that's the aspect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's rachok. That's completely beyond. And don't even bother trying to understand it because you can't. Okay. However, paradoxically, there's an aspect, the very opposite, that's called karov. Karov means what? U'b'chinas karov hu, sh'anu ma'aminim sh'abore baruch hu, memale kol almin. On the other hand, karov, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all worlds, which means Hashem is everywhere you want to be. He's everywhere. He's every single place. U'v'go kol almin, he's within all worlds. Umakif kol aman, he surrounds all worlds, which means I'm living within him. He's everywhere. So on the one hand, he's so far away, I have no shaykhis, I can't understand him. On the other hand, my whole existence is him. Einod mavado. Leis asar panoi mene. Look at all these quotes he has. Mamali kol aman, go kol aman, makif kol aman, leis atar panoi mene. There's no place. Aleph tof resh, place. Leis asar panoi mene. There's no place that is panoi, that is free of him. Right, that is devoid of him. He's everywhere. Ki melocho la'aretz kavodo. How about a pasuk in Yeshaya? If you don't like the quotes from the Zohar Kaddosh. Melocho la'aretz kavodo. The whole artsius, all the physicality, everything is filled with him. Yeah? V'zehu b'chinas karov. And this is the inyan of karov. This is the concept of karov. So on the one hand, again, there's a part of me that feels I have Hashem. I'll never understand Hashem. He's completely beyond. On the other hand, every breath I take is with Hashem. Every step I take, everything that I see or do is with Hashem. Everything in the world is Hashem. It's filled with the life of Hashem. And therefore, again, paradoxically, it's hard for us to grapple with both, but we have to accept both. We believe in both. That on the one hand, yes, completely rachok. On the other hand, completely karov. Ha'echad hu rachok, v'asheni hu karov. And they're both true. And a yid lives with both. A yid is striving for the infinite that he knows he can never understand. And at the same time, he feels, like Rebbe Tzemachus used to say, that a Jew is worthy just because he is. Hashem gave you a neshama. Hashem put you in this world. The world is filled with the presence of Hashem, even though it's hard to see it. And therefore, m'meila, I'm doing a good job. I'm a yid. I'm doing a good job. And that's the pshat in the pasuk in Yeshaya. Shalom l'rachok v'lakarov amar Hashem. What does it mean, l'rachok v'lakarov? L'os shalom l'rachok v'lakarov amar Hashem. L'os ot tzadik. Sheyamin sh'Hashem yisparach v'rachok v'karov. For the person who again is connected to this duality, these two aspects of Hashem. L'zeh Hashem yisparach baruch hu mamshech kol minei hashpos la'olam. When a person, again, buys into both aspects, where he feels entirely humbled by the presence of Hashem that's completely beyond, he'll never understand, and when he also lives with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his life in a very up-close kind of way, so then such a person is zocha to much hashva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, shalom, l'rachok v'lakarov. To the person who believes in rachok and karov, Hashem gives him shalom, and he gives him a lot of bracha. The Sfas Emes says that the word karov and the word rachok are the same in gematria. I don't remember where the Sfas Emes says it. It's been a busy week, so I didn't get a chance to look it up. But he says karov, you have to know how to spell it. Karov is spelled with a vav. I didn't even get a chance. We have a Tanakh here? Yeah? Just check it. Is rachok spelled chaser in the pasuk? In that pasuk in Yeshaya? What's the gematria of karov? Kuf resh vav beis. 308. Karov, 308. What's the gematria of rachok without the vav? Resh, chas, kof?
It's resh, chas, kof.
Yeah, it is. Oh, okay, good. So in the pasuk, it's spelled rachok without the vav and karov with the vav. So rachok is 308 and karov is 308. And that's what the tzaddik, shalom, the tzaddik has a shlemus. The tzaddik is able to strike the perfect and complete balance of rachok and karov. To feel extremely comfortable with Hashem, that Hashem is very much in his life, and also to feel very humbled by Hashem, because Hashem is completely beyond anything he could grasp. Okay, what is the pasuk?
Where?
It's in Yeshaya Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. I'm sorry, Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Yitess. I apologize. Mlochol Aretz Kavod was Perek Vav. Yeshaya Perek Yitzayin is Shalom L'Rachok V'Lekarav Amar Hashem. The Sfas Emes points that out, that the gematria is the same. It fits beautifully with what we're saying here. V'nei Yesh B'chinas Ahava V'Yira. And like I've been hinting to, again, the feeling close to Hashem and feeling in awe of Hashem, Ahava means I feel that I'm invited in. I can draw close. There's a love between us and I can pull close to Hashem. Yira causes me to pull back. Rav Schwab, in his commentary on the Siddur, explained the reason that Jews shuckle is exactly this balance. I draw close when I'm davening. I draw close and then I pull back. And then I draw close and then I pull back. This constant struggle of wanting to be close to Hashem but also feeling overwhelmed by being in the presence of Hashem. My brother first shared that with me. It's from Rav Schwab. V'nei yesh b'chinas ava v'yira v'nei yira. What is Yira? What am I in awe of or afraid of? Intimidated by? Something that's bigger than me. Something that's beyond me, that's greater than me. Something that I feel overwhelmed by when I try to connect to it. Because it's so lofty. So again, the rachok aspect of Hashem, the aspect of Hashem that's totally transcendent, completely beyond, makes us have a feeling of Yira. But the karov aspect of Hashem allows us to feel in love with Hashem and to feel that Hashem loves us as well. So now let's try to understand the pasuk. This is a very chashuv, big picture of what it means to be a yid. Right? How we tie it into the pasuk is less important, but also important. So let's see how the Berditchver understood this in the pasuk. That Moshe is invited to come closer, and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and the Shem Zakenim, they're asked to stay a little bit more from a distance, to serve Hashem from a distance. Right. The pasuk pshat in the shtachave means to bow down. In our context, it means to serve Hashem. But shtachave means to bow down. When does a person bow down? You bow down to someone you love? No, you bow down to someone you have awe. Come in the presence of the king, and you bow before the king. Right? Haman Yemach Shema wanted to use his power to make Jews bow down to him. Nebuchadnezzar Yemach Shema wanted to make Jews bow down to him. Right? A person of authority likes to assert that authority by making people collapse on the ground before them. So Vishach Visam, if you're serving Hashem through bowing, that's Meiracha. That's the aspect of God that's what? That's awesome. That we feel overwhelmed by. And because they were rachok, so they focused on the year aspect. But again, that little extrapolation from the pasuk is really secondary to the big picture that the Berditcher is giving us here. The Berditcher is teaching us that a year has to live with this, again, this duality. I have to feel very connected and close to Hashem, that Hashem is my best friend, and Hashem understands me, and I understand Him, and we're connected. And on the other hand, He's Avinu Malkeinu, right? Avinu is my father. I love him. He loves me. It's Gevaldik. But Malkeinu, he's a melech, and I serve him merachok through what? Through Hishtach Havaya. Through bowing down to him. By being mevatel myself to him, because I'm just completely overwhelmed by his presence. Okay? All right, let's skip to the next piece. We'll skip the next little paragraph from the Arizal. It's a little bit complicated. Let's go to the next piece. Vayavo Moshe, vayisaper la'am es kol divrei Hashem, ve'is kol ha'mishpatim. Moshe comes to the people, vayisaper la'am. Interesting lashon. It doesn't say he commanded the people. It doesn't say he relayed the word of God to the people. It says vayisaper. He told the people. He, right? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, told the story to the people. He was conversing with the people. And what was he conversing with them about? He was conversing with them about kol divrei Hashem ve'is kol ha'mishpatim, about all the mitzvahs. Question is, when did this pasuk take place? Well, what was the context that Moshe was talking to them? The Berditcher begins by quoting Rashi. Das Rashi Zal, Shayakoda Matan Torah. Rashi says, again, the Rishonim are trying to figure out these psukim at the end of Mishpatim that go back to Kabbalah Satorah. Was it before Kabbalah Satorah? Was it after Kabbalah Satorah? Is the Torah chronological here? Is it out of order here? When did the Jews say Nasa V'Nishma? Was Nasa V'Nishma before everything? Was Nasa V'Nishma as it appears here after everything? Big Machlokas Rishonim. So Rashi says that these psukim is going back to things that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael earlier. What did Moshe tell Bnei Yisrael earlier? Before Matan Torah, Rashi says, Sheva mitzvos shenitztavu Bnei Noach, Para Duma, Shabbos. A couple mitzvos were added in Mara, when the Jewish people were in Mara, before they came to Kabbalah Satorah. So Rashi says, this conversation of Moshe telling mitzvos to Bnei Yisrael is not the 613, but it's the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach and a couple other mitzvos that we received in Mara. Parah Aduma, Kibud Av Ha'Em, Shabbos, a few mitzvos that we picked up in Mara even prior to Kabbalah Satorah. What Mara is about is a good question, and one of our Rashi Yeshiva has a lot to say about that. Rav Chanan Adler, whose daughter just got engaged to Rav Meir Tversky's son, which is pretty cool. A serious merger, rabbinic merger. So Rabbi Adler, Shlita, has a lot. He has a sefer all about mitzvos and what happened in Mara. So, it's a very interesting topic. But again, that's what Rashi says is going on here. Moshe is conveying to Klal Yisrael those mitzvahs that preceded the Torah. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban doesn't think that's the pshat in the pasuk. But the Berditcher says, Rashi can be worked out. It can make sense. That's the pashup pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. And that's what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh seems to say as well. Okay, a machlokas that he presents. But then the Berditcher says, after he quotes the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, but the Berditcher really wants to tell us is what? What's Vayisaper? Forget whatever Moshe is telling them. Machlokas Rashi, Ramban, implication of the Gemara and Shabbos, the Rachaim HaKadosh is maskim. But what's Vayisaper? What kind of language is that? You don't. A person doesn't use sipur to tell a mitzvah. What was Moshe telling them? Dilechora yesh lahavin alashon vayava Moshe vayisaper la'am. That Moshe came vayisaper la'am. What does that mean? The kafidas Rashi zal shomer lehem zayin mitzvos shal bnei Noach upara v'dinin v'shabbos einenu shayach lashon v'yisaper lam. According to Rashi, that Moshe is telling them mitzvos, real mitzvos. So what's v'yisaper? It's a strange lashon v'yisaper. Ki im v'yitzavis bnei Yisrael v'yidaber al bnei Yisrael. Right? There's lashonos that introduce a mitzvah in the Torah. What's v'yisaper? He doesn't understand. The lashon v'yisaper einenu muvan. I don't understand the lashon v'yisaper. So the Berditcher says a Gevaldik Torah. Listen to this. L'chein nira, ki be'emes elu nitztavu b'mara. These mitzvahs were commanded earlier in Mara. They were commanded earlier in Mara. V'chein zayin mitzvahs nitztavu kvar. Right? These mitzvahs that we already knew about. What's Moshe they knew. Moshe's not commanding them in those mitzvahs here. Previously he commanded them in these mitzvahs. What's Moshe telling Bnei Yisrael here? B'derech Sipur, Raksha Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, Hayim Misaper La'am, Godel Ha'Pu'ula Shepalu Yisrael B'kiyam Azayin Mitzvos, Uve Mitzvos Shenitztavu B'mar. Moshe says, I want to tell you what a hashpa your mitzvos had on the Shemayim. I'm not commanding you on the mitzvos, now they've been doing the mitzvos. I want to relate to you how great the pu'ulos, these mitzvos, these couple of mitzvos that you've been doing, I want to tell you how unbelievable of a hashpa, an impact it has on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol. Va'eich she'Kadosh Baruch Hu mishtasheya b'kiyam ha'mitzvos. Moshe says to Klai, you need to realize, when you do a mitzvah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu rejoices. V'shekol ha'olamos v'neshamos tluyin b'hem. And realize that lives change. When you do a mitzvah, it changes a person's life. Not just your own life, lives of others. It changes the climate of the world. I'm not just talking about the weather. It changes the whole avira of the universe. A Jew's mitzvahs matter. V'siper Moshe godol malos ha-mitzvah shekimu Yisrael. And therefore Moshe relate to Bnei Yisrael. When you just had a handful of mitzvahs, you're already changing the world. Alachas kam v'kam, and now you have the whole Torah, 613. Imagine, when you're sensitive to the details of halacha, and a Jew does the mitzvahs, it mamash changes the whole universe. Dainu zayin mitzvahs, amashin et stavu b'mara. That alone was already doing amazing things. V'nimsa v'yisaper la'am, and therefore the v'yisaper la'am in our pasuk, lo koy atzivoy mitzvahs. It's not going on the formal commanding of Bnei Yisrael. Shrei kvar net stavu, because they were commanded previously. Rak milas v'yisaper la'am, hushim esaper lahem godol ha'maylos v'ashashuim, shepal Yisrael b'kiyah mitzvahs shahem. To realize what a celebration in Shemayim it is when a Yid does a mitzvah, whether it's a lot or even a small amount, like Rav Judah was talking about last night, mamash shakes the worlds. As kevan sheshamu Yisrael godel hashashuim, shemishtashei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kiyam mitzvos. And when a Jew realizes how excited the Kadosh Baruch Hu is about the things that he's doing, v'ashefa v'asason v'asimcha, shemashpiin leYisrael b'chol ha'olamos al kiyam mitzvos haborei Baruch Hu. When a Jew realizes, I do a tiny thing, I give a little bit of tzedakah. This week, machzis a shekel, right? Parsha Shkalim is a Shabbos. You give a half a shekel, and it's a kofar nafsho. It justifies your entire existence. To believe that a little mitzvah is a celebration in Shemayim, a sason, simcha, mashpi, and good things on Klal Yisrael. As anu va'amru kol asher dibra Hashem nasa. When the Jewish people heard, as Moshe told them, not just I'm commanding your mitzvahs, I want you to know what a mitzvah is. You don't understand the connection that's formed between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah, Lashon Tzavsa in the Gemara. Tzavsa means a friendship, a relationship. You become attached to Hashem through a mitzvah. And I want you to understand that when they hear that, Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nasa. Bring it on, we want more. If that's what happens when we do a mitzvah, we don't want seven mitzvahs, we don't want a few more mitzvahs in Mara, we want 613, we want the whole thing. Klomar, Shanachnu Rotim Od B'mitzvahs, Kadesh Yishtasheya Kivyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our mitzvahs make Hashem happy. We want to make Him happier. Give us more things to do. That's how you have to think about it. Not, oh, another mitzvah. A person sitting and learning Mishnah Berurah. Yeah? And you learn another nekuda of a halacha about Hilchos Shabbos. So you're thinking to yourself, oh, another halacha. Another thing I have to think about. Right? That's a terrible way to look at it. It's burdensome. I have to keep this in mind also. We learned yesterday how to say Shema. Right? So now what? Every time I say Hashem's name, I have to remember to think, Adon HaKol, Hayaho V'yeah. At least during Shema, I have to remember that. Like we said, regularly, the Vilna Gaon, you only have to remember Adon HaKol. It's just more things to juggle. My life's busy enough. That's a terrible way to look at a mitzvah. A mitzvah's not a burden. A mitzvah's an opportunity to give kiviyachol pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make Hashem happy. V'shiyashbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, od shefa ravu bracha v'chayim b'kiyam ha-mitzvos. And you want to have parnasa? You want to find the shidduch? You want to be blessed with children? You want to be able to pay your rent? It all comes from what? From doing mitzvahs. And allows Hashem to be happy. When Hashem's happy, you know what He does? He sends things back down to this world. I told you once, the Sfas Emes, on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that Schar mitzvah mitzvah, and mitzvah gureres mitzvah. And remember, what does Sfas Emes say? The Schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Every mitzvah is a double mitzvah, and every aver is a double aver. Why? Because when you do a mitzvah, A, pashup shot, you did what God wanted. That's good. But also, when you do good, that allows Hashem to give you a reward, and Hashem likes giving you prizes. Hashem likes giving you bracha. Hashem likes giving you health. Hashem likes giving you parnasa. So every time you do a mitzvah, by listening to God, you make Him happy, and it makes Him happy to give us things. So it's a double mitzvah. Every avera, says Sfas Emes, is a double avera. You didn't listen to Hashem, and Hashem punished you, and He doesn't like punishing you. He wants to reward you. He doesn't like punishing you. So you doubly upset Hashem. I'm upset you didn't listen, and I'm upset that you forced me, that you forced me to punish you. You made that choice, Hashem says. I didn't want, that wasn't my choice. I wanted to give you bracha, I wanted to give you hatzlacha. And you took it away from yourself, and that upsets me, Hashem says. It's a double aver. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael hear the hashpa of their mitzvos, v'zeu kol asher dibar Hashem nasa. We want more. Klomer shanach derotzim od b'mitzvos habori barachu. U'masha amr od pam hasheni. And Klal Yisrael went even further to say what? Kol advar asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma. Right? We just want more. And he says, I'll explain further why Klal Yisrael needed to say it a second time, but even just pashup shah. They were so excited about mitzvos that they kept saying to Hashem, we just want to do more and do more and do more. Okay? We'll skip the next long essay, which is about striking a balance between living in this world and recognizing that a Jew has to keep his eye on the ayin, on that which is above. It goes a little bit back to the first piece we learned, and it connects it beautifully to Purim and to Parsha Shkalim a little bit, but we're gonna skip that. Talks about how Haman wanted to separate the yesh and the ayin. A lot to do with Amalek. Okay, but we'll skip that piece for now, and we'll go to the next piece after that. Again, it's probably a couple of pages. Vayiru es Elohei Yisrael v'tachas raglav k'masei livna sasapir. What page is it on? Kuf pei tet. Okay, vayiru es Elohei Yisrael v'tachas raglav k'masei livna sasapir. One of the strangest psukim in the Torah. We're not going to learn this whole piece, but since yesterday we learned a little bit about the spheros, this is a good way for us to once again understand a little bit more about that kind. We're not going to learn the whole piece. There's a lot here. Now we're going to jump to the last piece in the parsha, and then we got to learn about Purim still. Every day we have to learn about Purim a little bit. Okay, so let's go. It's a very strange pasuk. Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael. They saw God. You know this pasuk? Tucked away here in Mishpatim. They saw God. Since when do we see God? What does that even mean, they saw God? And you know what they saw? It's even weirder. Vitachas raglov. And beneath God's feet was kemaise livnas hasapir, was something like a sapphire brick under God's feet. Remember this pasuk? You ever think about this pasuk? They saw God and they saw something that looked like the handiwork of a sapphire brick beneath his feet. Anyone? Want to say pshat in this pasuk? And then it says they partied. They had a meal afterwards. They had something to eat, which some say is a good thing, some say is a bad thing. Very strange pasuk. Parachav Dalit Pasuk Yud. They saw this thing under Hashem, and then Vayechazu es Elokim. They saw God, Vayochlu v'yishtu, and they ate and drank. Very weird. Got to figure out what these pasukim are talking about. Okay, we're not really going to figure out what this pasuk is talking about now, but I just want you to know there's something to think about here. Okay, but let's read what he tells us again. Another very broad principle of Yiddishkeit. Let's see. Haklal ki yesh avas habore baruchu. Okay, and it relates again to what we were talking about before, the shakal, the ava and the ira, the balance of the two. Haklal, the rule is, ki yesh avas habori baruchu, there's a love that we have for Hashem, uve emes eich yachol adam lomar sheyesh lo avas habori baruchu, but who has the audacity to say, I love the king, that I love the creator, right? He's much bigger than me. So that's dumb, you could just claim to love him, imply that you have a relationship with him. So on the one hand, the Jew feels, of course I love Hashem. On the other hand, he feels it's totally inappropriate for me to say that I love Hashem. Halo habori baruch hu ram al kol ramim. He's beyond and beyond. He's completely elevated beyond anything that I have a sheiches to. Lezeh yesh midah shlishis. So on the one hand, I'm wildly in love with Hashem. On the other hand, that feels totally inappropriate. So there's a third path. There's a balance of the two. Lezeh yesh midah shlishis. Sheyamin ha'odam be'amunah shleima. Shabori baruch hu avinu v'anachnu banav. That there's a third path where a Jew starts off by believing Hashem is my father and I am his child. That even though the father is much wiser than his son, much wiser than the child, and even though his mind is so much smaller, but when the child does something cute, when the child says something clever on the child's level, the parent is so excited. Super excited. The parent gets so much pleasure from that. That my child, right? My child is learning how to walk. My baby is learning how to walk. Yeah? By the time the kid's 15, right, it's not such a simcha every time, wow, you're walking. The kid walks into the room, you know? The parents say, wow, you're walking. You're so cute. That's beautiful. You're walking. A high school kid, right? He won't talk to his parents for the rest of high school. But for a little kid, it's so cute. It's so, wow, it's so impressive. Someone showed me last night. I have a woman's here in Bergenfeld last night. And someone was showing me her granddaughter afterwards in Eretz Yisrael. 7 months old, and she's like struggling to walk. Like, oh, look at this, amazing. She's, oh, it is amazing for a baby. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally beyond. But we're his babies. No matter how smart, you could be the God of the door, you're still a baby to Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, that's so sweet, that's so nice. With your Seichel Katan, compared to the Seichel Ha'av, that the Ben is nothing compared to the father. V'nimtza al yidei midah shlishis, yachol adam leav es bor yisbach. It's not that I love Hashem because I feel like I'm really connected to him. Right? On the other hand, I feel like I need to be so far away from him. I'm so not worthy of him. And the answer is, if I understand that I have this relationship with him, where I'm a baby, but he loves me because he's my father, even though I can't even begin to compare myself, so that's a middle ground. Right? Again, to love him as a feel, as if I've earned it, no way. To be afraid of him, to the point that I can't even approach him and have nothing to do with him, is also seems a little off. A little right, a little off. What's the balance? The balance is I'm his baby, I'm his child, and because of that, I feel like I have a right to be loved by Hashem and to love Hashem back, even though it's not something that I've truly earned. And he says these three midos correspond to the three avos. And you'll see how it ties into the spheros and the seven ushpizin, like we spoke about yesterday. These three midos of massively being obsessed in love with Hashem, an unbelievable overflowing love, right? A paralyzing fear, and the balance between them is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Ava Sabori. Yitzchak, Yira Sabori. Yaakov is the blend, Tiferes. Tiferes is the harmonious blend of the love of Avram and the awe and the pachad of Yitzchak. Uve emes ayidei midas Yaakov, nishlo midas Avram. If not for Yaakov Avinu, Avram's way can't be. It's too much love. And that's why Avram has a son who's a Yishmael, who's a perversion of love. Yitzchak is too much Yira. That's why Yitzchak has a son who's a perversion of Gvura, which is called Esav. Yaakov is the balance. Yaakov allows the love to be expressed properly. And that's why the Pasuk says, a famous Pasuk, it's through the Midah of Yaakov that the Midah of Avram is completed. And that's what it means in Yeshaya Chavtes, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem to Yaakov, Asher Pada as Avram. Yaakov was the one who redeemed Avram. Avram's love is inappropriate. It's too strong. Yaakov is the one who takes a little bit from the Gvura of his father, an Ava of his grandfather, and he puts them together in a balanced way, and then he's able to love. Yaakov asher poda es Avraham. Yaakov saved, he redeemed Avraham. Val elu shlosha midos, merumas yad yamin shel adam, yad smol v'haguf. And about these three midos, about the love, and the awe, and the balance, they correspond to three parts of the body. Right? Avraham's midah in the spheros is what? It's called chesed. Chesed is your right arm. Anu b'kalach, I told you this yesterday, anu b'kalach, Gedula, which is the code word for chesed, Gedulas Yemincha. The left hand is what? Is Gvura. Where's Tiferes? Where's Yaakov Avinu? The guf, the torso. Yeah, that's what it says here. Yad Yemin Shel Adam, Yad Smol, V'Aguf. This is the Hakdama to the Tikkuni Zohar. Tells you which of the spheros correspond to the body parts. Right arm is chesed, left arm is Gvura, body is Tiferes. Let's keep going. V'nei Yesh Od Midas Amuna. What happens after chesed, Gvura, Tiferes? Emuna. Where does Emuna exist? It's very interesting. These also correspond to Yom Tovim, right? Avram is Pesach. Yitzchak is Shavuos. Yaakov is Sukkos. What's next? Netzach and Hod. Where is that in the body? Anyone know? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. Where's Netzach and Hod? The two legs. Corresponding to Moshe and Aaron. Also corresponding to Purim and Chanukah. Chanukah and Purim. So take a look. He says there's also a midah of emuna. Uvemuna yesh nei bechinos. There's two aspects to our emuna. There's emuna b'torah shebechsav, and then there's emuna of Torah shebal peh. Right? Again, Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is a Torah shebal peh yom tov. It's so Torah shebal peh that it doesn't even have a mesechta. Purim, Esther, Megillas Esther. It's the end of Tanakh. It's the end of Torah shebechsav. Right? So there's two types of emunah. There's emunah in Torah Shebechsav, and there is emunah in Torah Shebal Peh. What does that mean? The hainu laha min shabori baruchu manig olam okirtzono. You know what Torah Shebechsav is? How many letters have we added in history to Torah Shebechsav? Zero. It's Hashem as the manig, as the leader, dictating his will, and we don't touch it. We don't influence it, we don't touch it. It's kulo Hashem having a hashpa upon us. Torah Shebechsav is the emunah that Hashem runs the world as he wants. That's Torah Shebechsav. But Gam Laham Min Shabori Baruch Hu Oser Ratzon Yisrael. But there's also an aspect that Hashem runs the world, not the way He wants, but the way we want. You know what we call that? What do we call that? Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is man's contribution to Torah, Mamish Torah. Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava, Tzadikim said, Abaye and Rava weren't only people, Abaye and Rava were Malachim who fell from the heavens. The fire, a ball of fire came to this world, it was called Abaye. And a ball of fire came to this world, it was called Rava. It's Mamish, they shaped Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, it's an unbelievable thing. The Ravina says something, Rish Lakish says something, Rabbi Yochanan says something. Yeah, it's amazing that Hashem runs the world the way we want it to run. Vizet Torah Shebaal Peh. Emunah Rishona, who midas Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the transmitter of Torah Shebichsav? Who gives us Torah Shebichsav? Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'emunah shal Torah Shebaal Peh is Aaron. Torah Shebaal Peh is Aaron. Or Gedalio, of Gedalia Short, talks a lot about this in one of his essays. And he talks about the fact that Aaron is the first person to have a Shakla Vitaria in the Torah. Aaron is the first person to say a Svara and to have a give and take in the way of Torah Shebaal Peh. When his two sons die, and they're trying to figure out, should I bring the karbanos? I shouldn't have brought the karbanos. How can I eat when I'm an onen? That whole Shakla Vitaria in Parsha Shemini, that Shakla Vitaria between Moshe and Aaron, is really Torah Shebaal Peh that's inserted into the Torah. So Aaron is the person who represents Torah Shebaal Peh. Nimtza midas Yaakov lemidas Aaron shave. So it's interesting. The same way that Yaakov, we explained this to Tiferes, somehow that aligns with the midah of Aaron. What does that mean? Rak hachalukim shemidas Yaakov hu shabori baruch hu yesh lo shashua me'amu Yisrael lispar behem. Yaakov taught us that it's possible for what? For us as Hashem's children, to give Hashem something to celebrate, that we can, so to speak, influence Hashem. In what way? Making him happy. But Aaron goes a step further. Torah Shebaal Peh says, not only can I influence him by making him happy, that he thinks it's cute when I walk, or when I finish Shas, Hashem says, that's cute, you finish Shas, that's so cute. You finish all of Shas, that's really cute, that's really sweet. It's nothing compared to Hashem. It's not much nothing. Right? But Hashem says, that's very sweet. So Yaakov taught us that we can give Hashem happiness, we can give Hashem joy, we give Hashem pleasure, kiviyachol. Aaron HaKohen went a step further. Torah Shebaal Peh says, not only can you can make Hashem happy, you can get Hashem to do things. Torah Shebaal Peh, you can force Hashem, right? Remember a couple weeks ago? HaChodesh Hashem Lachem, Rishon Hashem, Rishon, the one, Hu Lachem, He's yours. You can influence a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Memali Ritzonam Lahaniga Olam Keratzon Yisrael. Ki Yesh Lefavim Ha'av Oev Espino. Sometimes a father loves his son so much that even when the son asks for something inappropriate, he gets his way. The father says, it doesn't make sense. The kid says, I'm in the mood to go for ice cream. Father says, now's not a good time to go for ice cream. I want to go for ice cream. All right, I love you. We'll go for ice cream. It doesn't make sense. It's not rational. But he influences his father through the love that he has for his father and through the love that his father has from him. So therefore, sometimes the father, right? Sometimes, like Yaakov, the father loves the kid, but he's not going to listen to the kid. But sometimes, about midas Aaron, hu shaborei baruch hu mamale umanig olamo kiratzon Yisrael. The higher level, the higher level, and the highest level, is that what? Is that a Jew can actually have a Hashpa on Hashem and influence the way that a Kaddish Baruch Hu runs the world. Tzaddik has the ability to do so, and like the Berditcher told us in the past, Va'ameich Kulam Tzaddikim. Every Jew has the ability to influence Hashem's presence in the world. There's a lot more here, but I want to make sure we save some time for Purim. So let's go to the very last piece in the Parsha. I have to introduce this piece because it's not fair to just jump right into it. Because I would argue that this is the most autobiographical piece in the entire Sefer. I haven't learned the whole Sefer, but I've learned a nice amount of it. And I would argue that this is the most autobiographical piece about the Brit Yitzchak in the entire Sefer. In the first volume of Leket Amarim, we have the schus to learn from Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, the second volume this year. In the first volume, which we learned some of it a couple of years ago, in the first volume on page 115, Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, who Glickshtick told me that he's sitting Shiva for his sister now. So we hope that our Rebbe should have a lot of nechama. Hopefully our learning should be Lila Nishmas, his sister. So here's what he writes on page 115. He says, Yadua Shaharav HaKadosh Miberditchev Haysederech Avodaso Behislav is no ra. If there's one defining character of the Berditchever, let me say two. If I had to pick two things that define the Halakha of Rebbe Yitzchak Miberditchev, I would say the two things are being Malam Yitzchus on Klal Yisrael, right? Saniguria Shal Yisrael, as he was known, the defender of the Jewish people, always trying to save the Jewish people. And the other thing that he was known for is his wild hislavus. Wild hislavus for Avodas Hashem. When he did mitzvahs, he was bouncing off the walls. Kipshuto, bouncing off the walls. So Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter says, the derech avoda of the Berditcher was hislavis nora, unbelievable fiery avodas Hashem. La'olam tukad v'lo tichta, always burning, always on fire, and it never extinguished. Now we did point out, we once pointed out that Berditcher went through a short period of his life where he was mamish cold litvak, completely cold, had no hisoris in his avodas Hashem, and we spoke about how he pushed through that, right? But the ruba of his life, he was fire. His mamish a ball of fire. He quotes from Rabbeinu. He quotes from Rabbi Nachman in the Chayim Oran, in Os Tav Kuf Tzadi Mem, Oz the Berditchver Rav Zok Der Borei. When the Berditchver said Der Borei, the Borei Olam, when he'd say Rabbona Sholem, when the Berditchver said Rabbona Sholem, Shpritza I'm fire from the Eugen, fire would shoot out of his eyes. So Rabbi Nachman said about the Berditchver. When the Berditchver would say the Borei, when he would mention the Borei Olam, they say there's certain tzaddikim. Who said it? Rav Huttner said it. I think Rav Huttner said it about Rav Aaron Cutler. I'm not sure. Yeah. I think Rav Huttner said that when Rav Aaron would say, when he would say the Rabbona Shalom, or he'd say HaKadosh, but when he just mentioned Hashem's name, there was a certain way he said it that if you never heard it, you missed out on life in this world. Just to hear the way he says HaKadosh Baruch, Rabbona Shalom, yeah, Shefer. The way that he would talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Berditcher, when he would say, the Borei, the Creator, Shpritza him fire from the Eugen. Shoot fire out of his eyes. Mamash fire out of his eyes. In the Eser Oros is a collection of different things from different tzaddikim. In the entry for the Berditcher, it talks about what it looked like to be with the Berditcher when he would daven. And what it would be like to be with the Berditcher at the Pesach Seder. And what it would be like to be with the Berditcher when he would read the Megillah. So for example, when he would say Matzuzu, he'd hold up the matzah at the Seder. His gorer as atzvo tachas ha-shulchan, he was rolling on the floor under the table. V'hafach ha-seder v'ka'aros v'matzos. And everything would go flying. The matzah, the seder would go flying. He was dveikus, and the Rabbono Shel Olam bouncing off the walls. The table was overturned. When he would read the Megillah, be'ez birach birchas al mikra Megillah, he was so excited for Purim. Rakod ala amud, he was dancing, he would jump up onto the shulchan. On the beam, he'd jump up onto the shulchan, where we read the Megillah. Ukama'at al Megillah. He was dancing on there, people had to move the Megillah, so he wouldn't step on the Megillah. He was mamash not in this world. When he would daven, they say he was like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says would start off in one corner and end up in a different corner. The Berditcher would end up in a different state. Mamash, he was running around during Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Madrigos of Tzadikim. In Parshas Baal Oscha, it says that Aaron HaKohen was assigned to light the menorah. This week was the Yartzeit of the Kotzker. So here was one of the big differences between the Kotzker and the Berditcher. The Kotzker was a controlled fire. The Berditcher was a raging fire. The Kotzker didn't shuckle when he davened. The Kotzker mamish, it was a fire also. The Kotzker when he talked, it was a fire. But in terms of his avoda, it wasn't wild at all. So I'll tell you in a second. So it says about Aaron HaKohen, it says that when he would light the menorah, right? The pasuk says Vayas Kein Aaron. Vayas Kein Aaron. Balos Chasaneros. Vayas Kein Aaron. Aaron did so. What does Rashi say on Vayas Kein Aaron? Aaron did so. Hagid Shivcho Shel Aaron, to sing the praises of Aaron, that he didn't change. He didn't change from the way that Hashem asked him to light the menorah. So everyone asks on Rashi, why would he change? God told you to do something a certain way. God tells you how to make the menorah, how to light the menorah. Why would you do it differently? If I ask King Aaron, no big deal. Aaron did what God told him to ask him. What God asked him to do. He didn't change anything. Why would he change? What would he change? So the Yismach Yisrael, the Rebbe of Alexander, in Parshas Baal Oscha, he says, you know what Vayas Kein Aaron is? If the Berditcher was asked to light the menorah, you know what would have happened? You know how much oil would have spilled all over the floor? You know the whole menorah would have got knocked over from his dancing, from his wild hislavas. Vayas Kein Aaron, it was unbelievable that Aaron was also had hislavas for the Borei Olam, but was able to contain it. The Yismach Yisrael, the Rebbe of Alexander, in Parshas Baal Oscha. The Yismach Yisrael said, if the Kotzker would have been asked to light the menorah, it would have been fine. But if the Berditcher would have been asked to light the menorah, so the fact that Aaron was able to control himself and light the menorah without spilling oil all over the place, that's a good thing. And the Berditcher talks a lot about this. The importance of doing mitzvos b'slavos. We often ask the question, how am I doing in my Yiddishkeit? How am I doing in Avodas Hashem? Am I doing a good job? Am I doing a bad job? There's no report cards. The Berditcher tells us in the last piece in Parshas Mishpatim, which we're about to read, how do you know if you're doing a good job in Avodas Hashem? How do you know if you're a good servant of Hashem? So look what he says. The pasuk says, "Umare kvod Hashem." The appearance of Hashem's glory was ke'esh ocheles, like a consuming fire. Says the Berditcher, it's a short piece, but it's mamish beautiful. Dine ha'adam b'avodasu l'Hashem yisparach b'torah u'v'mitzvos maybe tainu godol l'mala. One of the great things we learned today is that when a Jew does mitzvos, he gives great pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kish'adam rotza leida. I was so excited the first time I found this piece, because it finally answered the question. How do you know how you're doing in avodas Hashem? Maybe I'm failing and I think I'm doing fine. Right? Maybe I think I'm failing and Hashem's very proud of me. How do you know how you're doing? When a person wants to know, how do I know if Hashem is happy, is getting pleasure from my efforts in avodas Hashem? The test is as follows. Im adam roesh libo boer keish u'mislahiv tamid la'avodaso. If a person's on fire for the Rabbanu Sholom, if a person is not only not asleep during Shir, but he's excited during Shir, he's energized. When he has an opportunity to daven Mincha, he's excited. Wow, Mincha, Gevaldik, schus to talk to Hashem. If he's fired up, if he's passionate, v'yesh lo cheshek v'ratzon b'avodas habore, and he doesn't feel that he's doing mitzvos in a schleppy way, of kafaleim harke gigis, that the mountain's being held overhead, when the Jewish people reaccepted the Torah on Purim, right? It says, La'ihudim ha'isa, what's the first thing? Ora. Ora, zu Torah. However much light, however much fire, however much energy the Torah is emitting, that's how true the Torah is. Az bevadai muchach she'Hashem yisbarach yesh lo tanug me'avodasa. So if you're on fire for Hashem, that's a good sign that Hashem is very happy with you. V'lakach mesayin lo min ha'shamayim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. If you're going to be schleppy about mitzvot, Hashem says, I'm not going to help you. If you're fired up, you say, I really want to become a real Ben Torah. I want to be a person who davens with Kavana. I want to be a person who beats the heck out of my Yitzhar. I want to be a person who knows Torah. I want to be a person who's really connected. And I'm fired up about it. Hashem says, I'll help you. You want to do this right? Let's do it together. V'shochen lo machshavos kedoshos l'tzoch libo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends holy thoughts into his heart and into his mind. L'zeh amar. That's the pshat on our pasuk. U'marei kvod Hashem. U'marei kvod Hashem. The marei kvod. You want to know if you're giving kavod to Hashem. How do you know if there appears to be kavod to Hashem? Sha'asimin kishayirtza adam leida. In roe kvod Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nena mimenu. If you want to know if Hashem is getting pleasure from your avoda, l'zeh ke'esh ocheles. If you're an Eish Ocheles, Im Libo Boer Ke'esh, if your heart's on fire for the Rabbanu Sholem, then that's a good sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting kavod, is getting honor, is getting pleasure, kiviyachol, from your avodah. In Parshas Pinchas, and I'll end with this, I'm not going to make you find it right this second, but if you want to try to find it, you're welcome to. In Parshas Pinchas, there's a similar vart, and we're not going to get to Pinchas this year, so I'll just mention it now. It's at the very end of Parshas Pinchas, V'yikravtem Isha Ola LaHashem. Same vart. V'kravtem isha, you offer a fiery carbon to Hashem. So the Berditcher says, "Im akrava shalanu hu isha, if your offering is fire, lashon esh hislavus, laham lechoso beyir of esh hagedola, when a yid is fired up to crown Hashem king, oz ola l'Hashem. V'kravtem isha, if your offering is fire, then it's ola l'Hashem. Then it goes up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will answer all of your bakashos." He says. So Amir to Hashem, we should understand. We learned two things today. We learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying a lot of attention to us. We have the ability to influence Hashem. We have the ability to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make Hashem very proud, to give Hashem kiviyachol pleasure. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects us, even though we're much smaller than Him. There's a balance that we're always trying to strike between Ava and Yira, between Rachuk and Karov, like we started with. But at the same time, again, a Yid has to be on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the fire is withdrawn, sometimes the fire draws close. But the sign of a Yid who's doing well in his Avodas Hashem is a Jew who's mamish ke'esh ocheles, who's burning with his slavas for Kadosh Baruch Hu, like our holy Rebbe, the Berditcher. Zechuso yegen aleinu. Okay, shkoyach. Ah, Nigen. One of you.
Can I ask a shout out first?
Sure.